Pirkei Avos, the third perek, Mishnah Gimel. Okay. Rabbi Shimon says, Shloshe she'achlu al shulchan echad. Three people who ate on a table. So we're in this third perek. So we're saying, three people who eat on one table. We have four people here, right? Wow, big share. V'lo amru alav divrei Torah. And they don't say on this table that they're eating on the words of Torah. Ki ilu, it's as if, as they achlu mizivchei mesim. It's if they ate the offerings of the dead. What's the offerings of the dead? Why is it called the offerings of the dead? Shenema, ki kol shulchanot, all the tables, mal'u ki b'tzor, are full of sickness. This disgusting stuff and sickness. Bli makom, without makom is without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It means any time you're sitting and eating together and there's no words of Divrei Torah, it's a table of excrement, and it's a table of zivchei metim, those who serve the dead, the serving of the dead. Why is it called? And this is Avodah Zarah. This is a reference to Avodah Zarah. Why is Avodah Zarah called the offerings of the dead? Have you heard of dead offering things? Why? What's with offerings of dead? What's dead mean? It means the offering is an offering, but you're dead. The offering, it's not saying the offering to the dead, the offering of the dead. That means by you serving Avodah Zarah, you're dead. There's no chiyus in you. There's no life in you. Why is there no life in you? If you serve Avodah Zarah, no life in you, what do you mean? You're living, you're eating, you're having a good time, right? You're serving Avodah Zarah, oh, good time, so to speak, right? Why are you considered the offering of the dead?
Without the punishment?
Not because of punishment. It's when the Gemara is speaking, when the Mishnah is speaking, it's speaking to explain you conceptually. It's not talking about the punishment, of course. The punishment of serving Avodah Zarah is karas, right? It's a very big one of the biggest punishments, right?
Perhaps it goes against everything we're meant to do.
Right, okay.
By feeling alive, we're talking Torah, and not engaging in the physical world. We're engaging in the physical world, not
very good. Spiritual. Very good. So, the engagement in physicality for the sake of pure physicality, that's what Avodah Zarah is the engagement in our physical selves per se. Avodah Zarah, the concept of Avodah Zarah is an engagement in the physical me, and only for the sake of the physical me. Anyone who's engaging in the physical me is dead according to Torah. Why? What does death mean? Death, the word dead, means misa, comes from the word in Lashon HaKodesh, lahamtin, to wait, right? You do a lot of that if you stand in the queue here. Right? Because everyone's going to go before you. Right? But lahamtin means to wait. To wait means to stagnate. Death means no growth, no spiritual growth. It's to stagnate. And stagnation means there's no expression of self. No expression of the real self. Expression of your physical self is not expression of self. That's death. If you're living a life of death, that's a life that you're serving to Avodah Zarah. That's called the table of the death. The table of the dead. Why? Because you're completely stagnating where you are. You're zero. You're no moving. The opposite is the words of Torah. When a person says words of Torah on a table, then he has proper expression. He has proper expression. When a person has proper expression of himself, that's what Torah means. Torah doesn't mean chokhmah, wisdom. Torah means when you take that chokhmah, you take that wisdom, and it gets properly expressed in self. Yeah? That's Torah. Now if you're eating, why dafka eating is a word of Torah? When you're walking, right? When you get up, when you lie down, when you're going in the way, different Torah something should be with always. Why dafka when you're eating there should be? Why are we talking about eating? Because when a person engages in his physical, there has to be a reason for that engagement. The Gemara says, in the times of Gemara, a person, how he used to eat?
So he used to eat, he had like a little sofa, like a little bed, he used to lie down and eat. In times of the Gemara, right, the Tanaim, when a person used to learn, he used to learn standing up. Batlu ha shakdonim, right? And we sit down when we learn. We sit down, like we sit down now, we don't lie down, we eat. Why? Torah you have to do standing up, that's the tzura, that's the form for learning Torah. Why eating you have to do lying down? Big deal. Sit, stand up and eat. You know, it's not considered derech eretz to stand up and eat. You have to sit down and eat. You have to lie down at the time of the Gemara and eat. And just stand up to learn Torah. Why? What's happening here? Tzuras Adam is kumat skufa. It's a standing up, an upright person. Right? Kumat skufa represents Tzuras Adam, the form of man. When man has his real form, i.e. he's learning Torah, he's standing up. The concept of standing up is you're the transmission of the divine will through you downwards. When you're lying down, it's so to speak like blocked. There's a blockage there. Who lies down? If you look at animals, animals don't have kumat skufa. Animals like a cow, say, right? It's a good animal to pick, right? He has four legs. His walking is lying down. His whole tzura is a lying down. That's an animal. Most animals have four legs walking. That's a lying down posture. Animals, their biggest geschmack is schnitzel, right? The biggest geschmack for a cow, you ever saw dogs, right? I mean, when we had kids, we had a dog. And you come home, and he's wagging his tail, right? And he knows it's dinner time, right? And all you do is just pour out that gall, right? You hold your nose, you pour it out, and he's wagging his tail even quicker, right? And then you put it down, and he goes for it, and then he has complete kafanas, right? Kafanas for that food, right? He's eating with all the kafanas. You can't take him off his food, right? You try taking that bowl away from him, right? He'll get a little angry, right? Unless you're his master, right? That's an animal. An animal's kol kulo food, eating. That's his posture. That's his tzura. That's his form. You understand? That's why animals are in that form of lying down. Human beings are standing up. That's why Torah you learn that way. And eating you do that way. How comes nowadays we learn Torah sitting on a table? And we eat sitting on a table. What does that show? It shows that we became a little animal. Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, our eating became more spiritual than.
Or we became more animalistic. I mean, if our Torah posture and our animal posture are the same, right? That means that our tzura is that tzura, our form is that form. That means for us, it's much harder the distinction between tzuras Adam and tzuras Behemoth. It's like it's in the same plane. That's a shame. That's a big shame. Once upon a time, there was a definite distinction between the two. We don't have that distinction. Except for one day in the year, we have that distinction. Which one day?
Yom Kippur.
Yeah, Yom Kippur was standing the whole day, right? So we have the
distinction.
So Malach, right? We don't eat. So standing, you're right? Another day. Pesach.
Pesach, we lean.
We're B'nai Chorin, we don't have a Yetzirah.
So why is it for... So,
i.e. the Yetzirah is under our control. Right?
So you lean?
So we lean. When we eat, we lean.
Oh, right. Makes sense.
Because we now have a distinction between learning Torah and...
But how come you're leaning then for Pesach when that's the one time where you're posed to ask questions?
Because when we're eating, we're eating.
Until the time that when
you don't have to lean when you're saying the Agada. You have to only when you lean or eat. Okay. You have to lean. So we're showing there's a distinction between eating form and learning form. Or
do brachas count?
Brachas
for not nullifying a meal.
You mean for Divrei Torah, this halacha? We're going to explain to you. We have to understand the concept. Once you understand the concept, then you'll understand everything which is involved in the concept. So now, according to this concept, right? Mm-hmm. How can you eat a meal without talking Divrei Torah? You're eating like an animal. You're an animal. You're a mace. right? You're offering avodah zarah, right? So the concept is as follows. It has to be words of divrei Torah. What do you mean words of divrei Torah? If the eating is an eating for the sake of eating, per se, and your own benefit, that's eating an animal. But if you're eating, if you don't say the words of divrei Torah, but you're eating quickly, and you're eating well, in order to go and learn Torah quickly, that's not eating of an animal. That's not. You're eating in order to learn. You're eating quickly in order to sleep. You understand? That's also eating, not like an animal. It doesn't have to be dafka the words of Torah. If the eating is just the eating for the sake of eating, that's the eating like an animal. But if the eating is the eating for the sake of learning, or for the sake of doing a dvar mitzvah, or sleeping so you have koach to learn, right? Or even you, that's, no. You don't, but dafka have to say the words of Torah. It has to be a hechsher for Torah, a hechsher for mitzvahs. Something which is, prepares you for doing those things. But if it's just an eating for the sake of eating and filling your stomach and benefiting your goof, that's an eating which is a stagnation, which is a zivchei mesim. Right? It could be zivchei mesim is, these things are mesim. The avodah zarah itself is mesim. Because they're dead. They don't give you any life. There's no life source coming from them. It's an indulgence of your goof, of your physicality. Yeah? So that's what seems the Mishnah to be saying. Now.
Right.
Yeah?
Why is it by Sukkah, the bracha's leishev of Sukkah, sitting in Sukkah? Is that what it translates as?
Yeah, to sit in the Sukkah.
So if in the times of the Gemara...
Leishev means that. Leishev doesn't mean to sit like on a chair. Leishev means like how you sit. In time of the Gemara, how would they sit in Sukkah? They would lie down. So that's how you call sitting. That's called sitting in the time of the Gemara. We call this sitting. That's not the normal way. In times of tomorrow, whenever they sat down, they'd sit like this on a like this armchair sort of thing. That's the way they sat and had meals. They had a little shulchan, a little table in front of them, and they would sit and they would eat their food that way. Yeah. Okay. So now it says bli mokum, without mokum, without place, right? Again, this word of mokum. Why are we referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as mokum? And they will speak to me, right, the words of Torah. This is the Shulchan Asher Lefnei Hashem. The Shulchan becomes from the Shulchan of Zivchei Meisim, of Avodah Zarah, Tzoa and Ki, to the Shulchan of Mokum, Lifnei HaMokum, in front of HaMokum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Mokum. Mokum is the Russian for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tefillah. Litpalel Lifnei HaMokum. It's a place of Tefillah. It's a place of... Why Tefillah? Tefillah is connected to the korbanos, because it's the sacrifices. Your eating is Achilas Mizbeach. Lifnei HaMokum, it's a Tefillah. Your Achila becomes Achilas Korban. The eating of a sacrifice. You understand the difference? It's all zivchei meisim. You're sacrificing to your goof, or you're sacrificing yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even your eating becomes a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You understand what I'm saying? It's such a difference. There's no such thing as pariv. There's no such thing as in between. Question is, how much you shy after that, or how much you shy after that? There's no in between way. Right? There's all